Ever since I have become a devotee, I have become only interested in Krishna. But my husband is not a devotee. He is a wonderful person. But he feels that I am so changed that he can't relate with me because I'm only interested in Krishna. He wants me to be interested in my past interests, movies and other things which don't interest me anymore. So my Krishna Bhakti, he feels, is coming between us. He's not against my practice of Krishna Bhakti, but he doesn't want me to be, he wants the old me to be there with whom he can relate. What should I do? Answer: life is always about seeking balances amidst the many forces which may attract us, sometimes positively, sometimes negatively. But we need to balance our horizontal relationships in this world with our vertical relationship with Krishna. We need to see that we are souls who are parts of Krishna, and other souls are also parts of Krishna, and we are all related with each other through our central relationship with Krishna. However, while we are in this world, we have specific relationships and we have specific roles and responsibilities according to those relationships. And these roles and responsibilities are not to be made into so consuming that they leave us no time for our relationship with Krishna. At the same time, these roles and responsibilities are not to be so neglected, don't want to be totally neglected in the name of our relationship with Krishna. So sometimes when we start practicing bhakti, especially if we get good association, we get good understanding, we have got good taste, then naturally we may find other things uninteresting. So what do we do at that time? It is, if we are in a particular position, we need to carry on the responsibilities in that position. If we are in a family situation, then we need to focus on that family relationship with Krishna, also as a service to Krishna. Now, as a service to Krishna, we may have to take interest in certain things that are not of interest to us. Sometimes when students become devotees, they may feel that, oh, all these studies are simply mundane, I'm not interested in these studies, I just want to practice bhakti. That sentiment is good, but at that time, if they are in that social role where they need to study, then they need to study. And they have to find the intelligence, the willpower by which they can study and they can move onwards in their relationship towards Krishna. So by doing their studies in the mood of service and worship. So karmanatam abhyarja siddham vindati manava. Krishna says that by your work worship me. So Krishna is not recommending a rejection of the worldly responsibilities for his devotion. He's seeing, telling us to expand the scope of devotion so that we can integrate our worldly responsibilities within that scope. And this means that, let's say a student may not feel interested in studies, but they may have to take interest because that's their role and responsibility at that particular time. So similarly, if we are in a steady family relationship with someone, then sometimes as a service We may need to take interest in some things which may not be of interest to us. Now, of course, we can decide what to take interest in, and we can try to be selective of those things which are not aggressively anti-devotional. Thus, for example, when we see that we generally separate that this is spiritual and this is material, and we consider everything material to be non-devotional and maya. But even among the material, there are things which can be separated. There can be anti-devotional, there can be non-devotional, there can be pro-devotional. So, for example, there are outright sinful activities which, say, involve breaking the regulatory principles, which we may not want to do, and which, as much as possible, we can try to avoid. But there are many pro-devotional activities which we can do. For example, say studying about some, learning some art, discussing about some skills, discussing about some mutual subjects of interest which are informative, even if they are not really spiritual directly. So that could well be in the mode of goodness. So every relationship requires us to come out of ourselves, to sacrifice to some extent. So sometimes that sacrifice means that we have to give up our material interests for that relationship, and sometimes that sacrifice may mean that we have to give up our spiritual interests for that relationship. But either way, what we do need to do is to move onwards towards developing that relationship. So we shouldn't think of spiritual only in terms of what is directly connected with Krishna. Somebody may be speaking about Krishna, but if they have a self-promotional mentality, not a service mentality. There are many people who do a business by singing bhajans about Krishna, and they make millions of rupees by that. Millions. So just something connected with Krishna may not necessarily be devotional. It is not done with a service attitude. Something that may not be connected with Krishna, externally speaking, but if it is done with a service attitude, may turn out to be devotional. Arjuna, he was fighting a war. A war can seem a very brutal and non-devotional activity. It is done for the service of Krishna. So, similarly, sometimes, for the sake of maintaining a relationship, we may take interest in certain things as a service to Krishna and as a service to those to whom we are related. Say, every relationship needs some boundaries, and it also needs some flexibility. So we may, now that you become a devotee, you know, you can explain to your husband that, you know, you cannot become like the old person that you were. People change all the time. Say 5 years, 10 years down the line, we won't be the same person. Even if we don't become devotees, we don't stay the same person. Our spouses don't stay the same persons. We all change, and we need to adapt for the relationship to stabilize. All of us have to adapt to whatever changes happen to the other person in that relationship. So his expectation that you become the old you is not possible. Just by the natural process of growth, and all the more by the process of spiritual change, you have a changed person. But still, that doesn't mean that you cannot take interest in anything that is not connected with Krishna. What we can focus on is that what are the ways in which we can connect with our relatives which are not too detrimental to our bhakti. If we do them in a devotional mood, then in a mood of service, this is a soul with whom I am connected, and the way we function in our horizontal relationships determines the way those connected to us in that horizontal relationship will pursue Krishna and will either approach Krishna or will go away from Krishna. So if we want them to come closer to Krishna, then it's vital for us to keep faith, to do that which will maintain their positive perception of Krishna. So, taking interest in some things which are not too anti-devotional for the sake of the relationship, and then trying to see something devotional within it, and that is our devotional intention. So, for the sake of a relationship with Krishna, we may want to give up many things. But sometimes for expanding the scope of a relationship with Krishna, we may take up some things. So, for example, sometimes we may learn some new skills for the service of Krishna. That skill itself is material, but it is usable in Krishna's service. So we are expanding our material repertoire of what we know so that we can serve Krishna. So we shouldn't limit Krishna bhakti to just say going to the temple or attending festivals or doing services to the deities, chanting the names of Krishna, studying scriptures. These are important, but the scope of bhakti is expansive, and we can see our relationships also within the scope of bhakti as service to Krishna. And even if they don't directly connect with Krishna, if they enable us to develop an attitude of selflessness where we put other persons first, then that can help. That attitude of willing to sacrifice ourselves for another can help us in our spiritual relationship with Krishna also, because we will be able to better put Krishna first when the opportunity comes and the need comes. So by re-envisioning bhakti as essentially that which is done with the intention of devotional service, and by finding which interests are common between us and our spouse, which are least devotionally inimical, and which can help us to establish and maintain a good relationship, then we can appropriately give that relationship a form that is stable, that is satisfying to both. Maybe not ultimately fully satisfying. Ultimately, no relationship is, except the relationship with Krishna, is fully satisfying. But that is reasonably satisfying, and in that way, we move onwards towards progressing in Krishna bhakti by direct devotional activities, and progressing in an attitude of service with an inclusive understanding of bhakti through our horizontal relationships also. Thank you.